Welcome to Charmaine Wilson, the Australian Medium Podcast.
Good morning and welcome to my podcast. Now, this morning I want to talk about something completely different and completely, different. Now, last week on TikTok, I got a woman who was on one of my dream posts, and she told me about a dream that she had 2 days before her nephew's funeral. And in the dream, she told me that the nephew had told her that she was going to get pregnant and he was going to come back and be her baby. And she was so excited to tell the sister-in-law about this. Anyway, and she put this dream down and my alarm bells went off, and I really can't help it. And I'm going to tell you why. I've had some circumstances in my career where people have had maybe someone else in the family has gone to a different medium. But this, I'll tell you a couple of them. Okay. So there was this one situation where one of my clients, her sister went to another medium in another area. And this other medium told this sister that in 10 years' time, or whatever the time was, you are going to get pregnant, but it's going to be this woman's daughter coming back. She's going to come back to you because basically she still wants to be in the family, but she doesn't want to be in her mother's family. She wants to be in your family. And so this was all on tape, and this sister was so excited to let her sister know that Tash was coming back, that Tash was not gone forever. And I've got to tell you, it caused a lot of problems for my client. That she was really, really, really quite upset about it. She rang me up in tears, hysterical, and she said, would that happen? And I said, look, I said, I just don't know how anybody can tell that, because I'm going to tell you why, guys. There is no psychic on earth, in my professional opinion, who can tell you where your child will be born next and if your child is going to be coming back to your family. And that is 100% full stop, 100% real. There is no way that any psychic can say your son is going to come back as your grandson, etc., okay? Now, this woman only had a dream, and it was 2 nights before the funeral, so I can only imagine the emotions that were going through her head. I can only imagine what was going on with her. I can only imagine. And I just know with funerals, it's very, very stressful, and you get all types of weird dreams. I know waiting for Crystal's funeral, I got a lot of weird dreams. Waiting for my brother's funeral, I got weird dreams. And they were all dreams of they're just weird dreams, and I don't think at that particular time they make much sense. Now, she's interpreted it as the nephew saying that he's coming back to her, and she's probably told the sister at the funeral, the sister-in-law at the funeral. Anyway, so I gave my answer, which is very similar to now, and what my answer with her was is that there is one thing about a bereaved parent, and a bereaved parent will always long to have their child back, even for a day, just for a day, for a minute, for 5 minutes, for 5 hours, just for some time to have that child back. And I explained to her that, you know, that if you keep on saying, or if you are saying to your sister-in-law that this baby is going to be born onto you, I said she may not, like, obviously this woman's told her before the funeral and it hasn't registered, but if she had waited a few months or even a year to tell her sister-in-law that, the effects would have been detrimental, because there's no way that the sister-in-law would have been through the grief at that point, and she wouldn't have been able to handle the emotion. Now, this woman got quite upset with me on this video. I did leave it up though, because, you know, fair's fair. She asked me, and she asked me 3 times, and I decided to answer her. Anyway, but I think what's happened here in this situation is that she has told her sister-in-law in the blur of the funeral and the hard grief, and hopefully it hasn't hit home to the sister-in-law what she said. Now, when my friend was told by her sister, she actually said to me, when she was listening to that tape, she rang me up and she said, if my sister gets pregnant in 10 years, I am going to go and cut that baby out of her stomach because it's my baby. And that was the attitude that she had. She was terribly, terribly distressed about it. And I understand why. in my experience, I've also seen two very well-known mediums, both television mediums, both female. One of them went to an accident scene of this woman's son and did a reading at the accident scene. Now, that in itself is gross, because let's just think about that for a minute. So she's glorifying the death scene, the medium on, and she's glorifying it for entertainment. So that's gross in itself, right? And then she said to this woman, your son is going to be coming back as your grandchild. Now, I want you to think about this. If you thought that one of your grandchildren was your daughter come back to life, or your son come back to life, would you or would you not be specifically dominating as much time of that child as you can? Yes, you would. 1,000,000% you would. That's a fact. And this psychic was doing it all for entertainment. And as I said, she's a female English psychic. And I was just horrified. I was so horrified, I emailed her. And I said to her, look, what you are doing, you have not lost a child. How can you say to a bereaved parent that their child is going to come back to someone else? How much damage are you doing here? But then I was to be struck by yet another one, another psychic, another very popular female TV psychic. This one is from America. And she went to this person's house. She had done a reading at a show for this family, apparently. And she had said at the show that now what had happened was there was a mother, a daughter, and she said to the mother, your daughter has actually reincarnated as your granddaughter, right? So then they decided, let's make this a big thing, because that's what TV's like. It's just really sensitive and not. So what they did was they went around to this woman's house and they got the 13-year-old daughter. And this TV psychic says, how do you feel being the reincarnation of your aunt? She's 13. She's embarrassed beyond belief, in my opinion. She has no comprehension of what this psychic is claiming. And all of a sudden, now she's being told that she's not who she is. She is somebody else. And that is the damage that would have been done on that show. Can you imagine a 13-year-old going through all of the throes of, you know, puberty, and then being told that you are actually inhabited by somebody else's soul? Wow. I don't know why they think that was good TV viewing, but they did, and they put it on. And I, you know, sometimes I wonder what happened to that young girl. How did she keep going, you know? So, you know, there is no way that any psychic can tell you where someone else is going to be born, okay? Now, I want to go back to that dream. There's no way, and I don't give it two hoots how much you have paid for this psychic. I don't care if it's the most expensive psychic in the world. They cannot tell you where your child will be reborn. What you should be focused on is your life now, the possibilities maybe of reincarnation and meeting up with your people. But for now, you should be focusing on your now time, right now, right today, right this minute, right this hour, okay? So that I just wanted you to know that no psychic can tell you where your child will be reborn. Now, it's really weird. I also had this other woman, and this is how come I know how much that this can hurt. This other woman, and right after I won that television program, I had met this young medium, and she was a medium. I have lost contact with her now. You will soon find out why. Now, she was a medium, and she was the only person who has ever brought anyone through to me, to be honest with you. And anyhow, so after I won the one, it was frantic, as you can imagine. I had people ringing me left, right, and center. We had a 1.6 million viewership of that show on TV. So it was pretty massive for, I mean, if you're American listening to this, you're thinking only 1.6 million. Now, I live in Australia. We have a population of 25 million. It was pretty amazing that almost a 23rd of the population of the country watched that show, okay? So it was a lot of people. So that imagine afterwards, all the people ringing me. So in the goodness of my heart, I decided to promote this other medium as someone that I trusted. And I wasn't able to trust her for long. And this is why. She not only started telling people that she was highly recommended by me, she actually started telling people that my daughter Crystal was her guide. And I said, my daughter is not your guide. And she said, and she insisted. And what was worse was I had to ring her up and say that. I was hearing from other people how this woman was claiming that my daughter Crystal had decided to be her guide. Like, what the actual F? And that really, really, really bugged me. I can't tell you how much it annoyed me that I had put myself on the line. And then what she did, unbelievably, was she decided that she wasn't going to work any harder. So she had all these readings coming left, right, and center, and she must have been doing crap work because people were not rebooking her. They were not. The word of mouth was not spreading. So she kept coming back to me, and then she started spreading out words that my daughter was her guide. So everybody wanted to go to her because my daughter's her guide. And that wasn't what was worrying me. It was that she was lying. And then she went off the deep end and her father died and she couldn't handle the grief. And I thought, well, you know what? I made a mistake. She was not trained. She was not trained in the way that a medium should be. A medium is still going to grieve. We do still grieve. We still have the grief. But, you know, we really should be able to use our grief in our work. You know, I've done shows the day that my stepfather passed away. I had to do a show that night. It was bloody hard, but I was able to use my grief as an energy form. I also had to do a show just 12 days after my ex took himself home, and that was possibly a little bit harder. My stepfather was expected to pass, but my ex was not. And so that was really tough, really, really tough. So you should be able, as a medium, you should be able to work with your grief. The only show I ever cancelled in the name of grief was after my mum had passed, and I had actually planned a show for her memorial service. So that was the only show I've ever actually cancelled, and one that only had no people there. Fair enough, right? But anyway, so back to the original thing. I understand everybody's interest in reincarnation, and I urge you to go to an accredited hypnotherapist to get that done. But just because you have a dream that someone is coming back, don't misinterpret that dream, okay? Don't misinterpret that dream. And see, even in that dream that girl had, you know, it could have been that what she was seeing the mother getting pregnant with her, but I don't know. But she's angry with me now and she blocked me and she called me cruel. And I don't know what to say about that because, quite frankly, I'm not cruel. She asked me for my answer. But just be very careful if you go to any psychic or medium who tells you that your child is going to be reincarnated to someone else. Nobody has that much foresight, full stop. Nobody can tell you that. If somebody, you're doing a reading and somebody says that to you, they say, oh, your child's already reincarnated, I can't connect. Ask for your money back and leave, okay? Because that just means they're not a medium. Anyway, I know this is a bit of a short one today, but I just wanted to come on and say that I do feel a bit bad that I upset this girl so much. But, you know, I'm not going to take down the video because, quite frankly, she asked the question and I answered the question. But anyway. So be wary of psychics who tell you that they know where your child is reincarnated or that your child has reincarnated. They do not have that knowledge. No one has access to that knowledge except for your child and your child's soul. Now, you could say to me, okay, well, wouldn't the soul be telling her? No. No, they wouldn't, because that is way too upsetting. Do you understand what I'm saying? No psychic has that knowledge, number one, and if they're telling you that, they're telling you that in a very clumsy way to comfort you. And unfortunately, yeah, I know and you know, it's going to have the direct opposite effect. So if you are actually a medium or psychic out there, do not try and identify if the child has reincarnated. If you cannot connect, just say so. Okay, guys, I'm going to leave that with you. you have a really, really good week. As usual, I'm going to tell you, if you've got any suggestions or any weird questions about spirit, please email me. I am more than happy to do some podcast about that. I do have some podcasts that people want done. I will consider that. But anyway, you take care, and I will be back next week. Have a wonderful week. Next week is Easter Sunday. So anyway, so have a happy Easter. If you're going away, at least you can listen to my babbling face while you're away. Have a good weekend, everyone. She talks to angels. Oops, angels. You'll come back now.